Bezras Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Dalid in Meseches Nedarim is the topic of the Yehi Ratzon after the Karbanos. It's a topic that is discussed beautifully by the Mishnah Brura in the beginning of Simin Aleph. It is a lesser known topic that really emerges from a concept in our Gemara. Before we mention our Gemara, let's start with the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber paskins kishi yisayim parshas ha'ola yoimar yiratzim alfenecha shiyezechoshev u'mekubal kilu krafti ola. In many of the Siddurim, you'll see that after a person recites that particular carbon, whether it be an ola or a shlamim, an asham, well, leave an asham for a moment, a mincha, so then in such a case, there is a yiratzon afterwards. Depends, I say tongue-in-cheek, how Hasidish you are, how long the Yehi Ratzon is. In fact, I'm looking at the Siddur HaGra right now. I don't believe that in many of the Siddurim that are called the Siddur HaGra, they even print the Yehi Ratzon altogether. But the Mechaber does have a Yehi Ratzon, and he says you could say this Yehi Ratzon, and then he adds these curious few words that are directly related to our Gemara. Mipnei Shem Bon Bin Nedava, because these Karbanos are brought as a Karban Nedava. What the Mechaber is doing, explains the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Yudches, is he's telling us that the reason why you could say Yehi Ratzon that I brought this as if I brought a carbon ola, is let's say a person is not chayiv, a carbon ola. So then in such a case, then the problem is, how could he say, ki'ilu I brought a carbon ola, if he's not chayiv, a carbon ola? And the answer is, explains the Mechaber, is even if you weren't chayiv to bring the carbon ola could be brought as a nedava. Now let's bring in Nedarim Daf Dalet. In Nedarim Daf Dalet, we learned that a carbon chatas, the context of Dalet Amid Aleph, there we're talking about a carbon chatas of a nazir. The Gemara tells us 10 lines from the bottom is lo mitpasle the chatas nazir bineder. You cannot take a vow that you're going to bring a carbon chatas. Therefore, if the individual is not chayiv in a carbon chatas, then in such a case, he should not be bringing a carbon chatas. And therefore, we have a concept, the whole concept of karbanos is unishalma farim sifasenu ki'ilu hikrafti, that by saying it, it's as if I brought the carbon itself. That's fine and dandy when it comes to those karbanos, so you could also bring in a dove, even if you're not chayiv. But if you're not sure that you're chayiv a karbon chatas, then you should not be saying the yiratzon. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's the answer to why after some karbanos we say yiratzon and some not. Aval achar parshas achatas lo yomer kein lefi she'ena ba b'nidava v'chein asham v'asham talui. The same applies to asham and asham talui. Kaim alon de'ena ba b'nidava. So therefore that is the psak of the Mechaber. The Marshal is of the opinion that one can say the yiratzon, but you should say it b'lashon safek. Im avarti avera shechayav ole achatas or asha. We've mentioned in the past, Rav Neman Zal Shlita from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was not very much into tnoim when it comes to mitzvos and amiros, and this marshal would seem to be suggesting a tnai. Nevertheless, there's another question on this position, and that is what the Mishnah Berurah continues to quote in this beautiful Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Yudches and Simen Aleph, that the Magen Avram asks that at the end of the day, not only is chet, a carbon chatos, not nitfas beneder, but if an individual is chayiv a carbon chatos, he needs yediyah. And therefore, if the person is mesupak in such a case, then the whole tnai will be problematic because you don't bring a carbon chatas al tnai. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah seems to side with the conclusion of the Magen Avram that you should not say a yiratzon at all when it comes to carbon chatas. In terms of personalizing tshuva in a case of when a person is chayv a carbon chatas, the Alicha Shlomo gives us a couple of etzes from Reb Shlomo Zalman. First of all, they write in Perek Shishi Sif Ches, what happens if someone knows that he was nichshal in a chet b'shogeg? So then, in such a case, it's something that would be chayiv a kar mechatas. Yichaven ba mirasa al oso chet. He should be mechaven on that particular chet when he says the parasha of the chatas. Mistabra, and they add, the afshi yodeya shechata kama pomim, dai loy shiomrenu b'mira pamachas, one amira will be enough. Ela shalov lechaven al kol achatos shu chayiv. And they say that he should even add, Aveira plonish and ichshalti ba. In other words, even though the Mechaber said not to say Yiratzon, but that is only if the person is not sure. Once a person is sure, so then in such a case, Rav Shlomo Zalman taught us that he should say, Aveira plonish shenichshalti ba. There are some beautiful things over here that is quoted in a footnote from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal to a letter to a Baal Tshuva. And a Baal Tshuva hopefully applies to all of us. And the question was from someone who had done an Aveira, had asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, how should he possibly do Tshuva on that Aveira? So Rav Shlomo Zalman makes, and we will read them briefly, makes about 9 or 10 points about this process of tshuva, which directly connects to the karmen chatas that we had mentioned. The first point, which Reb Shlomo Zalman really embodied, was number one, is in order to really advise someone how to do tshuva properly, you need to know the person well. And since I don't know the person well, says the Rav Zatzal, in such a case, I could only give general pieces of advice. First piece of advice, he says, is that they should take on for themselves to try to do their best to keep kol mitzvahs d'oraisa d'rabbanan. That's number two, his second point. If he knows anybody that he caused damage or pain to, he has to ask for mechila. Number four, lizvados Hashem b'chol ha'tfilah shel yimo sachol, that he should say vidui. Number five, litein tzedaka b'kol kocho, he should give tzedakah, as much tzedakah as he can. Number six, Yazbir lo shemutr be'emes l'niach ha-kabolas al yidei kivro, avol zuhi shtus. It seems like the individual wanted to go and mention different kabolas on the kfarim of people, and Reb Shlomo Zalman said, it's shtus, you don't need to put kabolas on kfarim. On the other hand, there is no iser. Then he says vaguely, number seven, Lotzum b'chol atzoma shechayavim imubari. He needs to fast as the halacha dictates, and that there is a list of fasts that the Rama mentions in Hilchos Shabbos for Avera b'shogeg. Number eight, he should not indulge in all the things that he enjoys. For example, he says if he enjoys chocolate, maybe to hold back from that. Number nine, a beautiful point, is that he should believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power to be mochel and soleach. This is a list of 9 things that he wrote to a relatively young person who was in the process of tshuva, and that follows on the heels of his point that a person should spell out the chet by karbin chatas. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha from the Daily Daf on Daf Dalet Maseches Nedarim.